wish to have them dead. you see, how to make it beneficial, you know, to develop one's own mind, to use the dead as a path, you know, to develop one's own mind, how to use the dead to benefit for all sentient beings, you know, how to transform the dead into happiness. Rather, you see, they're making the dead as terrifying thing, you make it a pleasant dead, you know, enjoyable. So that was my plan, but somehow got distracted again today. Which I promised, yes, it didn't happen that from that trouble of the stress. By completely removing, you see, Buddha they revealed three part, they say, just about, you know, where one stops dead, you see, just to give an idea. So Buddha revealed, you see, three part, you know, you see, the less difficult path, and the, say, paramita path, then tantra path, three path, three levels of path Buddha revealed. So this less difficult path has two, the solitary realizer, part of the solitary realizer, and the hearer-listener part. So each part has five, that which leads to ultimate liberation, cessation of the whole entire suffering causes. So this ignorance which I mentioned before, this ignorance which I mentioned before, you see, the not being aware, you see, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, you see, ultimate nature of the self. This is the root of the whole entire suffering causes. So this is eliminated by realizing, you see, and the ultimate nature of the I. And then by developing this wisdom, all the other disturbing thoughts get eliminated, and the actions produced by that is get stopped. You see, and then even the seed that's left on the conscience by this ignorance, even this get completely eliminated by this wisdom, realize the ultimate nature of the I. So when even the seed is completely removed, then that time one doesn't experience death. One, for the lesser part, one doesn't experience death. You see, completely free from that. You see, death and rebirth, this cycle, and then that includes, you know, all these things, all the problems. Now, the equivalent third part, Paramita path, is Mahayana path, Paramita path. The Mahayana path is true. Paramita path and the Tantra path. both goes in the section of Mahayana path. So Paramita path, this, there's five part, path of merit, preparatory path, righteousness path, path of meditation, path, normal learning. Normal learning. So finished, you know, completed normal learning. So when you reach the third part, the rising part, that time, then when you achieve that part, then you become the transcendented being, I am being, transcendented being. So that that bodhisattva, that holy being, is free from death. Doesn't experience. There's no experience of suffering death. There's no disease. Completely free from disease. As well as, you see, suffering rebirth. this meditator, this holy being, has a spiritual body, not like our bodies, you know, you see, subtle, more subtle than this spiritual body. So, according to Paramita path like this, now You see, who doesn't practice Tantra is that level, one doesn't experience death. Then, now who practice Tantra, you see, the highest Tantra is four levels of Tantras. The highest Tantra, that involves in two things, generation state and completion state, that which, you see, this is the highest Tantra is the one that which makes possible to achieve the great liberation, the full enlightenment, the peace, happiness in this very lifetime, the brief lifetime, brief means some years, brief lifetime of degenerated time, which means very short life. So what makes possible? So in such short time to achieve this highest realization, the full enlightenment, the peace, happiness. So this one is by the highest Tantra, because the highest Tantra is most, it has the most skillful means. So this has two, this involves in the two stages, you see, generation state and the completion state. So the completion, the generation state, you see, generation state makes the mind to develop the potential. Say like this: the generation state, there's a meditation practice, you know, on three kinds. this leaves potential on the mind to purify the ordinary suffering, death, intermediate stage. Intermediate stage is what comes after death, then rebirth. It purifies. This leaves potential is to purify these three and makes the mind to be ready to be ripened, you see, to generate the completion state. Completion state, the clear light, clear light in the illusory body, part of unification. In other words, part-time Dharmakaya, part-time Sambuddhakaya, part-time Nimanakaya. Then, and also it leaves potential to achieve the result of three kayas, that is the full enlightenment, the highest realization. So, when you enter in the second stage, completion stage, which has five categories, five stages within that. So when you achieve the clear light, so there's isolation of body, isolation of speech, isolation of mind. That's the clear light. Then there's illusory body. Then there's unification. Then there's the enlightenment, unification of normal learning. That's the highest realization, the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. So when you achieve this clear light, the clear light, when you achieve this, the mind has a gross mind, subtle mind, extremely subtle mind. Body has a gross mind, gross body, subtle body, extremely subtle body. when you achieve this clear light, this realization, then that time, then you see the death. You are not under the control of death. Death is under your control. You see, you have control of the death that time. So in Tantra, when you achieve that level, then you see That's the time that you're free from debt, the ordinary, the suffering debt. And all the, you see, rebirth as well. So, you see, by achieving this, then you become free from debt. So, person who achieve this clear light in that life, and that is the life person who achieve this in that life, then this person is the one that who is able to achieve the highest, you see, realization of the peerless happiness, full enlightenment. Then, as I mentioned last night, then is this person by manifesting millions and millions and millions of various forms, you know, then you see to according to the level of mind of all sentient beings. According to the level of mind of all the sentient beings, you see, then you see, as the one has, omniscient mind, you know, knowing everything and infinite compassion, perfect power. So you see, able to, you know, then you see, benefit to every sentient being, you see, to bring happiness to happiness to the highest, you see, full enlightenment. So the main. So the main aim, however, the main aim, the ultimate goal of meditation practice, the very ultimate goal of, so now you can see the need of the meditation, why meditation is so important, why development of mind is so important, not only for your own happiness, but happiness for all sentient beings. You know, as I mentioned, how it's important to develop compassion. But the development of compassion comes, you see, through the meditation. So one need to learn how to. There's all the subjects, teachings, and these meditations, as a step by step to develop. So, however, so the very ultimate goal that is, you see, all practicing meditation, dharma, is that is oneself, you see, to free everyone from all the suffering causes and bring to highest, you see, the happiness, the full enlightenment. So that's the ultimate goal. You see, our goal is infinite, like infinite sky. It's the purpose of the practice of meditation. It's not small, it's not narrow. So like this, so the meantime, then, you see, meantime, until one achieves this level of path, then one has to go through the death. So, how to use the death as a path to develop one's mind, to achieve enlightenment, or make benefits for all sentient beings, how to make it easy, happy. So that is involved in the five, that is, you see, the power of the accumulating, power of the white, merit. You know, power of the white merit that involves, you see, accumulating merit. That that you see, that I just go over the outlines, and I don't go into the details. So when you know that, you see, the death is going to happen, and then you see. Wealth, whatever one belongs, you know, making charity to other beings, you know, poor people or, you know, those who need help, you see, giving away. However, either holy object or this, and you know, the other living beings, you know, who need help, making charity so that you create a merit. You see, the main point, that's one accumulating merit. You see, you accumulate merit and you dedicate to develop the bodhicitta, to develop the altruism, this. Ultimate good heart, cherishing all sentient beings, you know, to bring all sentient beings to highest happiness, enlightenment, you know. Then for that reason, one self to achieve the enlightenment. So to develop this ultimate good heart, doing that. However, the main thing is to not cling. What makes death so difficult, so terrifying? There are two things. what makes us to be scared of death? Is one thing is the attachment, clinging one's own body and the possessions, the surrounding people. You see, clinging, that makes death difficult. You see, to not accept the death, it makes it difficult. And to be afraid of. So, therefore, the solution, therefore, here, the main thing is whether you give the material away or whether the material goes away or not. However, the some belongings, whether it goes away or not, the main point is to give freedom to yourself, to give freedom to oneself, to not be afraid of death, to have easy time, happy time, to not cling these things at the time of death. So that's the main thing. Whether the material goes away from the house, to others' hand, whether it goes away or not, main thing is if one dedicated from one's own heart all this, one makes charity to the families, one makes charity to sick people or the poor people or whatever, either holy object or the other living beings. So if one dedicates from mind, then it helps to not cling. So that is a great release, to one's own mind. Then, and the other thing what makes, afraid of death is because in the past, having done, those who are afraid of death, because they have done in the past, the unwholesome actions, actions harming others, harming oneself, harming others, with the negative thoughts, with negative thoughts, the self-cherishing thought, anger, ignorance, attachment, so forth, So that makes, brings fear, even though one doesn't feel much, but that time, what brings fear is one thing is by this. So then, therefore one need to purify these things. You can purify these negative imprint left on the mind by negative actions in the past, by negative thoughts. You can purify. So that's one solution, to have pleasant death. Without any difficulties, without any worry, fear of what's going to happen to me, reincarnating and the other, other suffering realms, where there's much problem suffering, So doesn't have any of these worry fears and is very happy dead. very happy dead. like going for picnic or holiday. However, happy mind, without any fear, any doubt, confident mind. So then, knowing, one is going higher realms, the higher, realms where there's no suffering, higher realms of the enlightened beings. However, then even by knowing there's no, incredible happiness, And so then next the next one is the power of, you see, and the motivation. Power of motivation. So that is, you see, I'm going to practice bodhicitta, the altruism, you see. Even when I die, even in the intermediate stage, all the time, I'm not going to separate away from this good heart, you know, altruism. So there's a, you see, power of the motivation. So if one met the intention like this, and then you see, one is able to remember this altruism all the time, you see, then that makes life no suffering, and you see, very pleasant journey, and becomes very beneficial for other sentient beings, you know. And then you see, meaningful, perfect rebirth one is able to take, and then able to develop the mind, able to benefit so many sentient beings. So how about the ghost enlightenment? then next one is power. you see, the say. The putting the blames. So that is it. Any problem comes in our life, you see, immediately any difficulty, any problem comes in the life, immediately you see you blame to the ego. You know, everything, you see, you blame the ego. Because everything came from the ego, the problems. So you blame the ego. You give all the problems, even the cancer, AIDS, even relationship problems, anything, you give to the ego. So rather taking upon yourself, taking on yourself, you see, I have this problem. Rather that, then you give the problem, what is a relationship problem, or, you know, failure in business, or whatever, you give it to the ego, and you see, you destroy the ego. You give it to the ego, yeah, you see, and then, think the ego is destroyed. like we kill enemy outside, same thing, main enemy. Without this inner enemy, there's no outside enemy. So you see, the problems, you give the problems to the ego, your inner enemy, which brings outside enemy. You see, then you destroy the ego, become non-existent. You see, like that. Then the deteriorate life actions, you know, doing as a medicine, as a path, as a remedy to eliminate the ego. The next one is the power of attitude. So power of attitude is a so you see, in every morning, thinking that, you see, purpose of my life is to free everyone from all the suffering causes and bring, you know, cause happiness to everyone. This is the purpose of my life. So therefore, from now on, you see, the death this year, this week, even today, especially today, I won't let myself enter the control of, to be controlled by the ego, by the self-cherishing thought. And I will always, you see, practice the altruism, you know, cherishing other sentient beings. Then, you see, I will never separate away from this even 1 second. So, you see, you motivate in the morning when you get up like this, then you see, rest of the day, then you see, trying to live on that. you know, with oxygen. So there's the power of attitude. Then the last one, power of the training. So when the death is going to happen, when the death is going to happen, then one lay down, you see, so some die, you see, by sitting in the meditation position, they die, you see, and many they die, you see, by laying down in this special position. So you press this, if possible, then you press this the right nostril like this, and you put hand here. if that can be done. How about then? This side, you see, what you put on the bed, the right side, you see. Then you keep the two legs there, they're stretched. Then the left hand on the you know, stretch on the body. So like this. So you see, however, you know, whatever as much as one can, or other people can help to put it there, put it, you know, either you ask other people to, if one can't do then, you see, due to some reasons, can put it in that way. However, so this is a position, this is a position that, that when Shakyamuni Buddha, when he was showing the aspect passing away, so and did in this position. So to is a teaching that he left for the sentient beings, for living beings, the impermanence, death, the nature of the life, and therefore we need to develop mind. So practice meditation. So in this special position, so this way it becomes protection. Itself becomes protection for the mind. It helps to die with a positive thought, with a happy thought, positive thought. You see, not with anger, not with the attachment, not with the jealous mind, any of these disturbing thoughts, unhappy mind. You see, then if you die with a positive thought, then that then definite. There's a better rebirth, you know, then again one can practice, you know, develop mind, so like that. Or go to the you see, higher pure realms where there's no sufferings. So then the mind, this is a physical position, the mind, you see, then the mind depends on your capacity. you see, then you can generate compassion. think everyone who are dying, you know. Think everyone who are dying now, who have died, so many others who are suffering much more than you, than oneself. So you see, by thinking of all their sufferings, you see, then that you generate, you see, how wonderful that if I can, you see, how wonderful if they all can be free from all the sufferings causes, and if I, and then I will do that, I'm going to do that. So by generating compassion, you see, trying to die. So this is one way, using the death as a path to achieve the highest happiness, you know, to be free from all the sufferings. then the other thing is, the meditating, the ultimate nature of the I, or ultimate nature of the mind. as I explained before, which is the I and the nature of the AIDS, ultimate nature of AIDS, like that. Then, you see, by maintaining the nature of the mind or the I, then you see, trying to die by maintaining the ultimate nature. then so one can generate so those then some depending on some practice or you see mind, then some can generate devotion to the you see holy objects. Then we see that is again one way to you know protect oneself from the bad rebirth and to apply in a happy death. so that then other thing is so according to you know according to one's own capacity and according to you know one's own level of practice, so you see one can there's many ways that one can do meditation at the time of death. So this way death is transformed in the happiness or in path to to be free from all suffering, spiritual heart and the full enlightenment. So the sign of death, the person who died, the sign of death, so normally, person who dies slowly, the sign, death means, what definition of death is, consciousness split from the body, you see. When the consciousness left the body, then there's the death. As long as the consciousness is there, even the brain doesn't function or the heart doesn't beat, even the heart doesn't beat, if the consciousness is there, then it's not dead. So, the sign of death is... even the sign of death is that you see who dies slowly, you know, not by accident or suddenly is burned, body being burned, not like that. Who dies slowly? the sign of death is for the women, white, you know, white seed, sperm, white seed comes through the, you know, nose. Then you see red blood comes from down below. The man, the sperm comes out, and then blood comes from the nose. So who dies slowly? So that time the conscience, that's the definition. That time the conscience is left, completely left. So gross consciousness absorbed, then there's only subtle consciousness, you see. Then even that's left. So it's a sign. so it doesn't, this doesn't, not necessarily that it happens to everybody, but some who has chronic disease, you know, then it blocks, you see, then. so these things not necessary to happen, you see, because the blockage. then the so normally it is mentioned that those who have experiences so when you pull the skin, so with cloth you touch on the skin, you pull the skin, then when the skin goes back, then means alive. when the skin you see, when the skin doesn't go back, you know, then that is a you see sign that conscience left. Then also when the conscience has left, there's some rotten, there you see rotten smell comes from the mouth. you see, there's all suddenly comes from the mouth some rotten smell. so there's also that is also one sign. You see that the conscience left, you see, left from body. so those these things say that is the experience of those other you see, the lamas, the meditators, like this. So the meditators then who practice tantra, in when the cousins, all the gross cousins absorbed, when there's only subtle cousins, then they, those who practice tantra in their life, then they meditate there for, they meditate with subtle cousins, you see, extremely subtle cousins, then they meditate, you know, according to the meditator's wishes, 1 hour or 3 days, whatever the length of time. you see, even many months, even years, they meditate. So there happened some meditators who, you see, does meditation, stays in that meditation for even many years. in the hermitage or in the cave. So, like nowadays, even recently, many of my teachers, you know, many of my gurus, you see, Krishna Dalama's gurus, or passed away, then, you see, state meditation, say 9 days, or, you know, so different, each one according to their according to their wishes. so like that. So however, so that these five powers, you know, to how to prepare, how to deal with the death, you know. And however, you know, to be able to do the practice in the death time, you see, we need to train our mind, you see, even now, even day-to-day life, you see, in that way, we need to train. So that when the death, when we know when about to die, you see, you see, when we know through dreams, through signs and dreams, physical signs, dreams, many ways, there are many ways, so out in a secret, many signs to check. However, when the death is going to happen, even by breathing, even by, you see, breath from nostrils, you know, the breath from nostrils, there are many ways to check when the death is going to happen after, you know, how many years or how many months. so however, when is, then if we train now, then at the time of death, you see, so it's very easy. So I stop here. so I hope for these 2 nights, my talking blah, 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 long time. For the long time, I hope there's some, I hope you found some benefits in that, you know, or, you know, some, you know, sharing, say, you know, some understanding, some benefits, you know, the life that we can see. Some is a benefit to the mind, you know, that we can, so that we can benefit to our other sentient beings more. So, please dedicate the merits. The merits, good actions, you know, that we did, please dedicate to develop the altruism with one's mind and mind of all those other sentiments, those who have made to be developed. Merits, good actions, the one has done by others, but with the suffers, those holy beings, may any sentient being who hears me, who touch me, who remember me, who talks about me, who think about me, since from that time, may they never be reborn in the, in the suffering realms, in the lower realms, and may they be immediately free from all the sicknesses and the spirit haunts and the negative actions and the obscurations to be immediately free from. They're seeing me, they're touching me, they're remembering me, they're talking about me. To be able to cause them, everything become healing. You know, everything become healing for them. Meaningful to behold. Everything to become meaningful to behold for all sentient beings, human beings, creatures, everybody. Immediately frees them from all these problems and makes them to achieve highest happiness, full enlightenment. Thank you very much. Goodbye.